first five verses of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. No question, as we study the words of our Lord and the gospel, that he expects us to get things done. For instance, if we look in John 15, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. We're over in Matthew 25, and he who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I made 5 talents more. And his master said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. When Jesus called Peter, he didn't call him to just be a mystic sitting on top of a mountain for the rest of his life. He called him to be a fisher of men. And when Jesus called Paul, he didn't call him to be a monk pacing around in circles in the cell of some monastery someplace. He said, you're going to go out before Gentiles and kings. You're going to bring them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, my Father. Never was so much accomplished by so few in so short a time. And yet, we seem to miss so often when we stand back and admire and be in awe of those things which were done by our apostolic brothers and sisters. We miss the fact that they went about this in a way very different from the way most so-called Christian work is accomplished these days. They didn't formulate a plan, then appoint committees, and then raise money, and set up a structure, and then launch some new Christian enterprise. And they would, I am quite sure, be absolutely sickened. He who has seen me has seen the Father. Draw near to me, and you have drawn near to the Father. Now, for some time, most of us are aware of the fact that the Spirit of the Lord Jesus has been calling us to come away from all these scattered, busy things that we've been up to, and learn first to minister to him, knowing that when we have learned to minister to him, we will accomplish more in 5 minutes by way of healing in the world than before we accomplished in 5 years or perhaps even 50. Then, of course, we say, but how can I minister to God? What do I have to offer God that he doesn't already have? And the answer is, there is one thing which only you can give God, and that's your blessing. He can't yank that out of you. You're going to give it to him. One simple thing that any child can do that marks the beginning of any kind of ministry to God, to cause all that is within us to start to bless him. Oh, you think you're too busy. You got more important things to do than bless God. What about his angels, which excel in strength, which do his will, hearkening to the voice of his word? What do? They're blessing God all the time. His ministers of his, his hosts, that do his pleasure, constantly blessing God. All God's works in all places of his dominion, the trees, the flowers, the throbbing spaces, the silent rivers, the suns and the stars, all the time, doing nothing but blessing God. Now, the author of Psalm 103 understands this well and understands that there is no possible way that he can minister